It's Tuesday, February 16th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Microsoft Partner Program, co-selling to SMBs, French IT providers hacked, and another labor union. This is the Business of Tech. I didn't want to miss this from last week, so I saved it for here. Microsoft has a new blog post about its partner ecosystem, including two critical updates to their partner program. Quoting the blog, "The commercial marketplace. Microsoft has made publishing solutions, services, and offers in Microsoft's commercial marketplace easier, so partners can reach nearly 4 million active users across 140-plus countries. In addition, partners can realize new opportunities by participating in Microsoft's co-selling programs." Co-sell. "We are increasing our focus on co-selling within the small and medium-sized business segments, SMB. This includes making targeted marketing investments in top SMB customers, supporting and growing our ecosystem of ISV partners who serve SMBs, and streamlining the way we help partners develop their practices." End quote. Now, why do we care? There are several other bullets, but I wanted to highlight those two. Working backwards, let's address co-sell. I've covered Microsoft's push to sell more to SMB customers on the show and their missteps on this program. Let's highlight what they're saying here. Co-sell. Read that as we're going to push directly to customers. There's a clear addendum that they intend to try and bring partners along for the ride, sure, but let's be clear. Co-selling includes selling. Note their investments are in top customers, not saying just top partners. You'd better adjust your plans. Second, the commercial marketplace. I'm releasing an editorial deeper on my thinking around e-commerce and marketplaces, but note that Microsoft sees the value in buying and selling e-commerce. IT services companies need to be thinking a lot more about their e-commerce selling. Let it not be said, I don't pay attention to other countries on this show. The French National Cybersecurity Agency has linked a series of breaches of French IT providers over a four-year time span. The source of the breaches has not been determined, either in Centrion IT monitoring software or a possible supply chain breach. Centrion describes itself as an AI ops-ready IT monitoring service that provides visibility to complex IT workflows from the cloud to the edge. Now, why do we care? This is like a mini SolarWinds. Hackers see a way in via IT monitoring software, and the French agency is still looking to figure out how it happened. Mini SolarWinds. Another version. Call it what you will, but it's the same. And that's why we care. Are you monitoring the monitor? Do you implicitly trust them? And if so, why? Another day, another worker union, this time at Medium. The new Medium Workers Union claims to have more than 70% of eligible employees, representing 140 workers. The union is affiliated with the Communication Workers of America. This is the same major union affiliated with the Alphabet Workers Union. While we're thinking about workers, some insight into who companies are looking for among cloud solutions. AWS dominates, being 8 times more likely to be searched for than Google or Microsoft. Now, why do we care? Labor is tough to keep, hard to hire, and now more and more annoyed. This bodes well, and thus why I like audio. You get my sarcasm. This is what, the fourth union? More coming. Easy prediction to make. How long until an IT services one? Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero trust access securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks again for listening to The Business of Tech, having some interesting discussions with my Patreons about marketing. Got some material coming out soon around that, and I'll be back with a regular episode tomorrow.